like I said, there are different things now because we've never seen a border so completely wide open as we have since pathetic Joe Biden and his cast of socialist clowns took over the West Wing. Like I said, they want this to happen. They're making this happen. They're allowing this to happen. Hell, they're pushing it. Other things that are changing is the national news media, slightly, a little bit, finally realizing how bad all of this is and realizing they are partially to blame because they've been hiding it for so very long. Maybe they're realizing that America dies in darkness. America, not democracy. America dies in darkness from the failure of the national news media failing to do their job. Whether it's Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton or the COVID-19 pandemic or the wide open southern border. The people that are supposed to be out there doing their jobs and telling us the truth about what's really happening, aside from partisan politics, are failing miserably. The American people are rightly going to hold them responsible for failing to do their jobs too and simply report and tell the truth, but whatever the reason. They're finally just starting to drop the dime a little bit on the Biden administration. Not a lot, but a little bit. And telling the truth about the border crisis that they have caused. We're getting there. The National News Network's pounding the message for the first time that the border crisis is real and out of control. Listen.
There is a serious situation unfolding along the southern border, and the number of apprehensions of undocumented immigrants is above 2 million this year for the very first time. At that pace, we have already set a record and are on track to shatter the annual records.
Shatter the annual records. 2.1 million and climbing. And that's some of the truth-telling being handled over at the national networks, finally. At CBS... they're admitting the attacks coming over the border on America by drug gangs with sacks of fentanyl that originates in China, of course, that's mixed up in Mexico and delivered to America to poison our children. More than 77,000 deaths from fentanyl last year. The leading cause of deaths from people 18 to 49 now is drug overdose in America. It starts in China and ends on the streets of America. It cannot be ignored. Listen to this.
Sunday's Fentanyl Prevention Day, as you noted, and it is so important, I think, to have public awareness and to be talking about what is happening in our country. So what we see happening at DEA is essentially that there are two cartels in Mexico, the Sinaloa cartel and the Jalisco New Generation cartel, that are killing Americans with fentanyl at catastrophic and record rates like we have never seen before. And those cartels are acting with calculated, deliberate treachery to get fentanyl to the United States and to get people to buy it through fake pills, by hiding it in other drugs, any means that they can take in order to drive addiction and to make money.
Yeah, to drive addiction and make money. That's their deal. But it also goes back to China, because to me, the fentanyl coming over the border, it has to be considered an act of war, doesn't it? Karine Jean-Pierre cannot give an intelligent answer to why Joe Biden has refused to seal the border. In fact, this is what flailing in the West Wing sounds like. Listen.
Staying on the border and the record number of arrests that we are seeing, the president campaigned on addressing the root causes of migration. He's been in office now for almost 2 years. We are seeing these apprehensions reach record levels. What exactly went wrong here?
So let me just give you, just to put it into context and talk a little bit about the facts of what you just mentioned, the numbers that we have seen that was announced by DHS yesterday. So first, these people are fleeing communism, as we have said. As you heard DHS say as well, falling authoritarian regimes in Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba are causing a new migration challenge across the Western Hemisphere. So what we're seeing is a new, definitely a new pattern.
Yeah, a new pattern. See, a new pattern. There's this new thing called Venezuela. Venezuela is there and we cannot figure it out. Bull. The border's wide open and you refuse to figure it out. The politics of the moment are shifting again. I give credit to Governor Ron DeSantis for his bold and brilliant move to send just 50 people to Martha's Vineyard to show the utter hypocrisy of who these people are on the far left, their virtue signaling, the imbeciles they are. He nailed them. He exposed the socialist liars just like they were cockroaches in the light. They ran like hell from the illegals they claimed to care so much about and kicked them off their little fantasy island. Because they were not there to cook, clean, and cut the grass, so these brown people needed to go and go fast. And fast they did. Meanwhile, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana absolutely crushed Joe Biden and all the lying about the southern border. Listen to this.
He has completely opened the southern border, and he has looked the American people in the eye, and he has lied and said the border's closed. Now, most Americans' people skills are fine, but they have a low tolerance for morons, and they don't like being treated like a moron. They don't like the president lying to them. And when they call the president out, they don't like the president calling them Nazis and racists. Most Americans support legal immigration. Look, the whole world wants to come here, Harris. I mean, when's the last time you heard of somebody trying to sneak into China? They want to come to America, and Americans support that. We allow a million of our world's neighbors to become American citizens every year, more than any other country.
More than any other country, that's right. More people come to America than any, in fact, more people come to America to live than the rest of the world combined. Why is that? Yeah, I'll have more with Senator John Kennedy coming up later, but there's a pretty good synopsis of what's happening. Pretty good synopsis of what is happening, because you see, people consider the southern border kind of like their houses. You lock your door at night, not because you hate the people outside, but because you love those that are inside, and you want to make sure you know who's coming into your house, and you look out for them. That's what the southern border is. You lock the door at night to make sure people don't break into your house that you don't know who they are. That's how this works. That's how this has always worked. Until Joe Biden showed up, that is. I'll be back. This is the Steve Gruber Show.